Now we introduce another economical form. Its name is Shur, written this way. This definition is quite simple. It's trade, actors and act. What we will see is that let us use the letter U instead of S. The transformation, the similarity transformation, the matrix is U, the matrix A is turned into an upper triangular matrix. One can say, but this also happened with the Jordan canonical form. Also, in that case, we have a similarity transformation and a triangular, an upper triangular form. J is upper triangular. It has many other properties, but certainly it is upper triangular. The difference in this case is that the matrix, the similarity matrix, is unitary. This is the only essential difference with the previous case. Now we consider a subclass of similarities, unitary similarity. So the inverse is replaced with the Hermitian. On the right hand side, we have a general triangular form. So T is just upper triangular. We don't require any structure additional properties on T. Naturally, since this is a transformation which lives unchanged, the eigenvalues, the eigenvalues of A have to be the eigenvalues of T, and since T is upper triangular, along the main diagonal of T, there have to be all the eigenvalues of the matrix A. So if we are able to compute this matrix T, this canonical force, we have solved the problem of eigenvalues, eigenvectors, because sum of all the columns we have. Not necessarily. Some of the columns of U are eigenvectors, not necessarily all, also because in the case of the eigenvectorability, some of the columns of U are eigenvectors of T, of A. This transformation, so the corresponding sure canonical form, always exists. As in the previous case, for this form we are able to show the existence. It is simpler with respect to the existence of the Jordan canonical form. This can be seen by induction on the size of the matrix. So, existence by induction on the size is if the size is 1 or is a trio, we have the matrix Amy, which is formed by only one entry. We consider as matrices, as U matrix, the matrix one by one, formed by the number one, and all this is clear and trivial. If we proceed by induction, we assume that the property, the star, is true till the size n minus 1. Let us consider the size n. So, matrix A, consider one eigenvalue and one eigenvector relative to these eigenvalues. The eigenvector is called, we call it lambda or lambda sub 1, lambda sub 1, okay. And the eigenvector x sub 1. All matrices have at least one eigenvalue. So this is true for any matrix. It is not restricted to suppose that the length of the eigenvector is 1, a normalized eigenvector. If it is not normalized, you normalize it. We normalize it by dividing by its norm. Well, let us complete the subset containing only x1 in a basis of the space. This means that we consider a set of n vectors. The first coincides with our eigenvector. The other can be chosen in infinitely many ways, so that it is the set of independent vectors and independent. So that set is a basis. It is also not restricted to suppose that this is an orthonormal basis. If not, we apply the Gram-Schmidt procedure and obtain another basis, now orthonormal. So we start from a basis, an orthonormal basis, containing the first vector, the first vector x1. If we consider matrix Q, yes, Q, whose columns are these vectors in the same order, by the orthonormality of these vectors, if we consider Q emission multiplied by Q, we obtain the identity matrix. This must be clear. This product is done by multiplying the rows of this matrix by the columns of the other matrix. It is the same thing to consider the scalar products of all the vectors of the orthonormal basis in all the possible combinations, in all the possible ways. So when we consider the row and the column with the same index, in that case we are on the diagonal of the result and we obtain one since the basis is often not. Otherwise, you obtain zero. This is a way to see one more fact, that the columns and also the rows, we have already said this, but the columns and also the rows of a unitary matrix are orthonormal vectors. They are two ways of saying the same property, the same thing. So we have a unitary matrix. The definition of a unitary matrix is S. A unitary matrix made with these vectors. Let us try to see what happens when we transform A with a unitary similarity using this matrix. I mean, let us consider A transformed with Q, the emission of Q, H. We obtain another matrix, P. In particular, the first column of B. We see that the first column of B has a particular form. The first column of a generic matrix can be written as the matrix multiplied by the first canonical vector, E sub 1. So this first column expanding, we write here. By this vector means the first column of Q. So this is the first eigenvector. I see here A by X, but X is an eigenvector, and this product makes lambda lambda 1 sub 1 by x sub 1. Lambda is a scalar. I can put scalars everywhere, regardless commutativity. This first column of B at last is can be seen as, can be written as, okay, value this vector. This vector is a product of Q emission X sub 1, the first row of Q emission is the emission of X sub 1. The other rows of Q to H are the emissions of the columns of Q. Here I find the other vectors and so on. They are emissions. When I multiply this matrix by this vector, first row by X sub 1, why?
Why?
The vector X sub 1 is normalized, so scalar product makes 1. The basis is orthonormal, so all the other scalar products make 0. The product of these two terms make, the product makes E sub 1. This is what we find. So the first column of V the transformative of the first column is this one. Lambda sub 1 multiplied by the first column of the identity matrix. All these entries are zero. Remember that our goal is to obtain a final matrix which is upper triangular. So we have reached the goal only on the first column. I can say that I have triangularized the matrix on the first column. In the other blocks, I have here, I have another matrix which here you find color A sub 1, and here a row vector called it C to the H because it is a row vector. Now we invoke the induction assumption. This matrix is square of size n minus 1. So the sure canonical form for it exists. And this means that this smaller matrix can be written in terms of its canonical sure forms. The transformation U by 1. Here we write A sub 2, which is triangular, upper triangular. And here we have the Hermitian of U sub 1. Well, so we can place here this is triangular. What is left? We have to put outside these two matrices, but they are usually smaller matrices. This is not a problem. Since I can write again all this as go here. I can write all this as this is matrix B, which was which also was obtained in that way. It can be written also as the name is one, here we put another row vector D to H, here is 0, and last this matrix can be simply factorized as a triangular matrix multiplied by these two block matrices, which are unitary. This is unitary. A matrix, a diagonal block matrix with unitary block matrices is itself unitary. If I construct a block matrix with unitary blocks, I obtain a larger matrix which is unitary. This is simple to check. So we have the here a unitary matrix which we call this. We call also this is unitary. This is huge sub 2, and here there is its mission. The final result is that you put all together and find that A is equal to, in this other way. You put this matrix on this side, you have its mission, right? Yes. Q. This was E. On the left, on the right, sorry, hand side here only the triangular form is left. This is the sure canonical form. It is not unique, there is no instances for unicity. The importance, some remarks on the importance of the result. First heavy remark is about the fact that our transformation matrices, U, Q, etc., are unitary. What is the reason of the supremacy of unitary transformation with regard to the all other generic transformation? The reason is that we justify this in the following of the course. Computations involving involve unitary matrices are stable. Stabilità. So the use of unitary matrices must always be preferred. Another result, I will sketch it briefly, regard a characterization of the normal matrices. I will introduce this class of matrices, presenting it as an important class. Given all its definition, which was normal matrix is a matrix for which this product is commutative. No other properties were given. Now we are able to see that A is normal if and only if its sure form is diagonal. Why? The proof. This is a sufficient and necessary condition. In one way, it is immediate. This way is immediate. The sure form is diagonal. A is normal. Why? the relation which connects A and T is the unitary transformation. So A is U T, U emission. Let us consider the emission of A, the property for the emission of a product. We have already met this case. The emission of this product is the product of emissions in reverse order. So U H H P H U H again. TH T is diagonal. So T is contains the eigenvalues diagonal, contains on the diagonal the eigenvalues of A, so T is this matrix. If you consider the emission, you simply must consider the conjugates of the main entries. So we can also write that T emission is the conjugate of T. H and H leaves the things unchanged. We have found that the emission for A can be written this way. Now check the normality of A. Please compare A multiplied by H and A to the H multiplied by A. The first we have, I write all A is U T U H. A emission is U T conjugate U H. Substitute U H U identity it is unitary. We find U T by T conjugate U emission. If we perform the same operation in the reverse order, the product in the reverse order, what changes? Only the order of T and T conjugate. We find U T conjugate T and U emission. Are they equal? In other words, T and T conjugate commute? Sure, because they are diagonal matrices. Diagonal matrices of same order always commute. On the diagonal of these two products, we will find the squares of the moduli of the eigenvalues. I mean that T conjugate by T or T by T conjugate, you always find a diagonal matrix on the diagonal locations. You find a number by its complex conjugate, so the square of the modulus. So A is normal. In the other implication, we assume that A is normal, and we want to find that T is necessarily diagonal. know that P can be written in terms of A as U. U H T U. A is normal. The definition. We see immediately that also T is normal. About T, know that it is the transformation. Sorry, the T is the transformation of A. We find easily that T is normal too if you consider TH, etc. And so on, you find U, H, and this important is why you revert the order of A, H, and A, since A is normal. And you find finally again, you find the product of T by TH. T is normal. This means, with the fact that T is triangular, upper triangular, these two facts, normal and triangular, that T is necessarily diagonal. Also, this is simple. I can convince you by a picture and a simple formula. Lower triangular T, upper triangular, we have zeros. On the right hand side, we have the same matrices in the reverse order. So we have to look at upper and here lower. T is normal, so this equation must hold. First row by first column on the left. You have here T sub 1 1 conjugated in this position. We have zeros multiplied by the first column. Here we have only T sub 1 1. On the left, we only the contribution of that. Two factors. On the other side, instead, you have a full, a possibly full row, multiplied by a possibly full column. This by this makes T sub 1 1 by T sub 1 1 conjugate plus the sum, we put the others all together, the sum of all other products of the four. Here I am on the first row, so I have T sub 1 j by, this is the conjugate transpose of the first row, so I have the conjugate of T 1 j again. 4j from 2 up to n. Here you see in both terms products of numbers, complex numbers, by their conjugates. These are squares of moduli of absolute values. Here we have, also here we have the square of the absolute value of t sub 1, and here we have the same number plus a sum of squares of moduli. Let us consider the first term. The first terms, they are equal. Only this sum of squares is left. Is it possible that the sum of squares makes zero? Only in the case that also the squares, all the squares, are zero. But they are moduli. So this means that T sub 1 j for j going to from 2 up to n is g. In other terms, we can finish it substantially. The non-diagonal part of the first column, of the first row of T, the entries of T in this locations, those indices are zero. For the other rows, it is possible to proceed again by induction. We use the same quality, considering instead of the first column by the first row by the first column, the second row by the second column, and so on, and we obtain row by row the annihilation of all the entries outside the main diagram. So we have found that T is a diagonal matrix. The consequence, what we remember of the result, is that the normal matrices which were presented, introduced in a mysterious way, in a cryptic way, are all the matrices, are exactly all the matrices that can be diagonalized by unitary transformation. The normal matrices are all those that can be transformed in diagonal form, let us call T as D, which is diagonal, with a unitary matrix. Okay. Next Monday we will finish this long excursion, this long survey on on eigenvalues and canonical forms. Questions? No, questo è vero solo nel caso reale. Nel caso complesso si complica terribilmente perché ci sono i coniugati. Invece nel caso reale è vero. Nel caso reale con autovalore reale, che non è, cioè non basta partire dalla matrice reale, se c'è una matrice reale e ha autovalori non reali, ed è non reale, non è detto che sia reale. Sì, sì, si vede anche dalla dimostrazione. Sì, sì, è vero. Ok.